We are here at the U.S. Grains Council meeting in San Diego. With me is Ken Hobby, who is the president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council. And Ken, how long have you been CEO?
It's going on 34 years.
34 years. And we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of the Grains Council. How have things changed in the last 34 years for you?
Well, when I first came to the council, we were focused on two primary market regions, Western Europe and Russia. They were taking more than 50% of the grain that we exported on an annual basis. And the significant change that I've seen is the growth in developing markets around the world, Southeast Asia, Latin America, the Middle East. If you would have told me when I started that they were going to be the focus of our attention for the next 20 or 25 years, I would have said you were crazy. But it's been an exciting run, and we've created a lot of what I think are going to be good market opportunities for U.S. producers.
Now, you have announced your retirement. What do you see as the future?
Well, I think we're going to have to continue to focus on developing markets around the world. With all of the technologies that are coming to bear in U.S. feed grain production in the U.S., we really do have the capability to feed the world, as they say. We're going to have to develop those markets, put the energy into helping them develop their livestock and poultry industries so that we have market opportunities for the producers here at home. But it's not only the feed grain sector. One of the things I'm very proud of about our group is that we also try to help support our own domestic livestock industry. The Grains Council helps open markets for meat exports as well as for feed grain exports around the world, and I think it's a real cooperative and win-win situation for both of us. I think those are going to be the things, and of course we've got this exciting new product called Distillers Grains that is opening a whole new area of focus for the Grains Council around the world, and I'm really pleased with the progress that we've made to date, and I'm just hoping that it's going to continue, and we're going to see that as another major export ingredient in our mix of ingredients that we can send to customers overseas.
We have around 300 delegates here at the meeting. What do you think about the membership of the Grains Council? What do you think about these people?
Well, first of all, I've always thought that it was a very unique organization. I think that's what attracted me. But the idea that producers from corn, sorghum, and barley, agribusiness leaders from most of the major agribusiness companies have for almost 50 years now, been able to sit in a room and concentrate on doing one thing well together, which is developing export markets, thinking about where they're going to be for the future, guiding the investment of checkoff dollars and even agribusiness dollars together, and to always seem to be able to find a way to win. Has been a fantastic combination and something that I have thrived under that kind of a structure, and I hope my successor and those that come in the future generations will find it as equally exciting and rewarding as I have.
All right. Thank you very much, Ken Hobby, CEO of the U.S. Grains Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.